Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511.
Mm-hmm.
4801.
Mm-hmm.
0042.
Mm-hmm.
5866.
Okay, give me just a minute here. Let's see, is this V&J United?
V&J Center.
V&J Center, okay. Give me just a moment. What is your name, please?
Valerie Carter.
V-A-L-L-O-R-Y?
V-A-L-E-R-I-E. Valerie Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R.
E-R-I-E, okay. And what's the best number to reach at, Valerie, in case we get disconnected?
414.
Mm-hmm.
365.
Mm-hmm.
9003.
Okay. Hey, just a moment. Okay. And you said it's V&J. What was
Center
the rest of the name?
LLC.
V&J Center LLC?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just confirm some information I have on file, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction. Are you guys currently 6933 West Browndeer Road?
Yes.
Okay, Milwaukee, 53223. Do you guys have a website?
Yes.
What's the website?
VJFoods.com.
Okay. And what's the best email address for you, Valerie?
V.
Mm-hmm.
Daniels Carter. D-A-N-I-E-L-S.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-R-T-E-R. V. Daniels Carter
mm-hmm.
at VJFoods.com.
VJFoods.com. Okay. And Valerie, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a proprietorship, a S-Corp, LLC?
LLC.
Okay. Just a moment here. And how long have you guys been in business?
30 years.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay. Yes, we got a variety of programs available. If you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
I just have a quick question for you on rates.
Sure.
I want to see what your rates were.
Well, we got a wide variety of programs, so it depends what you're looking to do. Are you looking at equipment, or are you looking at capital, or?
Well, I'm looking at both. We're doing a remodel, so I want to purchase some equipment. And then I want some working capital.
Okay. What kind of equipment is it?
Restaurant equipment.
Like ovens, fridges, things like that?
Yep.
Gotcha. And what's the dollar amount exactly? Do you know? Or?
On the equipment is $120,000.
Okay. And then what about working capital? How much are you looking for?
75.
Around 75K. Okay. Do you have any working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. And what are you going to be using it for? Like expansions, or are you opening a new restaurant, or?
We're opening a new site. Yep.
Oh, very cool. It's exciting. How many do you have right now?
V&J Center has 21.
Oh, very cool. Are you the original founder of the business?
Yep. Uh-huh, I am.
Oh, my gosh. Got a pretty good thing going over there. That's cool. Okay. Do you have a timeline on this? Have you started the project already, or are you looking to start it by...
Yeah, we already started the project, and I was just looking for some... I looked out there, and I saw a lot of people had a lot of decent rates, and then I got this promotion in the mail, and I thought I'd just call and see what you guys had.
Okay, cool. Yeah, for the equipment financing, I can give you a little better idea. Typically, it starts around the mid-single digits for the equipment. Are you looking at new equipment, or is it used?
Yeah.
New equipment, okay, cool. Okay, cool. And then on the working capital side, it's really a challenge to give you a rate right off the bat, just because we don't know a whole lot about the business. Every business is different, and every customer is different. We really tailor the program exactly to what your needs are. So there's kind of a lot of factors that go into it, but I can definitely get you some approvals and some rates on paper for you to review, typically within 24 hours of reviewing the application. So it's a pretty quick process. But let me get some more like preliminary information just to kind of give you some better ideas of what we can do for you. Now, are you looking for like something shorter term or longer term as far as the working capital goes?
Shorter term.
Short term. Are we talking like less than a year, like 6 months or?
Less than a year.
Less than a year, okay. So under 1 year. And are you looking to secure the funds like pretty quickly here? Do you have like a deadline of when you need it by?
I mean, I'm trying to secure them, you know, relatively soon. I'm not sure what your time horizon is.
Yeah, I could work with your timeline here. Fastest I've seen us fund a loan is within 48 hours. So if you're looking for it that quickly, it's definitely possible. So I would say realistically, we could probably have you funded by sometime like mid next week, just depending how everything goes. Let's see. So what did you guys do in gross sales last year? It's kind of a rough estimate.
And you still have the same email address, right?
About 4 million.
$4 million, okay. And was that up over the year before?
About the same.
About the same, okay. You guys tracking to do about the same this year?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So with this new restaurant, you're expecting obviously to increase your revenue, right? Do you have an idea of what kind of return on investment you're going to get?
We're trying to get at least a 15 to 20% return.
Okay. 15 to 20% return. How much do you expect it to increase your revenue for next year, 2017?
About $600,000.
Okay, cool. $600,000. And when do you expect the restaurant to be fully up and running by?
About 30 days.
30 days, okay. And you guys work quick.
Well, we've already started the restaurant. I mean, if the rates aren't great, I'll just pay it out of cash flow.
Yeah, so that's kind of your backup option, just to use your internally generated cash flow pretty much?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. When did you decide that you needed financing or that you wanted to look into financing for it?
To be honest with you, I just looked at your promotion and decided to call.
Okay, cool. You just want to see what options are out there, see if it's something that'll help you.
That's right. Exactly correct.
Okay, cool. Okay. So you've been in business quite a while. Let's see. $4 million last year in revenue. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
No, I have very good credit.
Very good, okay. Like high 700s or?
Yep.
Awesome. And you mentioned that you don't have any working capital loans out right now, right?
No.
Okay. So you're looking for $75,000 working capital, around $120,000 in equipment. Now, do you already have all the equipment picked out? Do you have like a vendor that you normally work with for all your equipment?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, very cool. Have you ordered the equipment already?
I have.
Okay. Awesome. And for the working capital, if we can get you more than 75, could you use more than 75, or is that pretty much kind of what you budgeted that you need?
Is there a prepayment penalty on it?
No, there's not actually. A lot of our programs actually have an early payment discount.
So is there a origination fee?
Most of the programs do have some sort of origination fee. I believe most working capital programs in our industry do. But it's usually not significant. It'll come right out of the proceeds of the loan. You don't have to like cut a check or anything like that. So it really depends. I've seen programs that don't, some programs that do. We even have like promo lines of credit where it's 0%, so you don't pay any interest at all. But like I said, it really just depends. What my job is to get you the best approval, highest amount, lowest rate, longest term, and then we can kind of work backwards if you wanted to get something shorter or a lower dollar amount. So Let's see here. Yeah, you said you have good credit. You've been in business a long time. I do expect for you to get approved for a higher tier programs. Now, have you gone to your bank already for your financing need, and did you get any feedback from them?
No, I've not gone, and I've not been denied.
Okay. Have you gone to them for your financing needs before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could easily go to the bank. I just happened to see your promotion, and I just wanted to see what your rates were.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit with your bank?
No, BJ United does not have a line of credit.
Okay. Have you inquired about one before?
Nor does BJ Center.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Have you used working capital financing for your business before?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, it is kind of a fairly new lending product. It came about after the financial crisis, 2008-2009. Banks became a lot more conservative with the lending that they were able to do to smaller businesses, smaller and medium size. So that's kind of like where our industry came into play. We started offering this program. It became really popular. We're actually one of the first companies to do working capital. And it's generally short term. Typically, it's going to be under 24 months. My average customer does anywhere, I would say, from like 6 to 9 months. It's designed for a specific project, kind of like your exact situation that you have where you're looking to open a new restaurant. You just needed some external funding maybe so you can be a little bit more flexible. You don't want to have to drain all of your own cash flow, you know. So you said your backup option is just to use your own cash flow from your business, right?
Yep.
Okay, if you have to do that, is it going to hurt you guys at all? Is it going to put you in like a crunch or?
Always easy to use somebody else's money, man. What's wrong with you?
Totally agree with you. Okay. So yeah, to tell a little bit about the process, I mentioned that typically we can have an approval for you within 24 hours. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business and bank statements, and then we look at your previous year's tax return. Now, the loan is based off of your sales. It's based off of the cash flow of the business, so that's why we need the last 6 months of your bank statements. We sort of do cash flow analysis on that, and then your tax return as well. Have you guys already done your 2015 taxes?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So let me just ask you this question, because now I know I could get a lot of credit for like, a personal line of credit for like 4 or 5%.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do this personally.
Mm-hmm.
Are your rates higher than that?
Yeah, it's not going to be 4 or 5%. That's typically like some sort of secured program. Like if you were to get a line of credit through your bank, it's normally going to be secured by your bank account. So for example, if you stop making payments to them, they'll just take it right out of your account. We don't have that ability because you're not banking with us. We're not a depository lender. This is unsecured cash. So it's a little bit more risky than say like a home loan or equipment loan. Now the equipment is going to be more competitive with those rates that you mentioned, because it's secured by the equipment. So for example, if we lend to a very risky business that stops making payments on their equipment, we can repossess the equipment. But if they stop making payments on the working capital, we're pretty much SOL. There's nothing we can do. It's a little bit more risky.
What if I take the working capital piece out of it and just do the equipment piece? What are your rates?
If you're just looking at equipment, again, it's still going to depend. Generally, they start around the mid-single digits, though, for the equipment. But it really kind of depends what you get approved for. So I typically don't like quoting over the phone before, you know, getting any paperwork in and being able to make any analysis. But like I said, I can definitely get you some answers within 24 hours. And again, there's no obligation. If you don't like what we present to you, there's no fees or anything like that just for, you know, kind of just inquiring.
So what would you need? Tell me what would you need?
Yeah. It's a one-page credit application. We make it very easy. It's a one-page application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then your previous year's tax return. And then we need the quotes for the equipment. You mentioned you already have the equipment picked out, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So you need 2015 tax return.
Yes, ma'am.
6 months of bank statements.
Yeah, and then a one-page credit application. And you mentioned you're the 100% owner, right? You don't have any partners or anything like that?
I have a partner, but he's not. He's just.
He doesn't have an ownership stake.
He has a 50% ownership stake.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so we'll probably need a sign off from your partner as well, since you guys are 50-50. But there's a part in the application where you can include him. So. I think.
Is there a PNG with this?
A PNG?
Personal guarantee.
Personal guarantee. For the equipment, let me find out for you. I don't want to give you inaccurate information. Would you mind if I place you just on hold really quick? I know for the working capital, there is a personal guarantee. For the equipment, it might be a little bit different. I'll double check for you. Would you mind if I place you on hold?
Not at all.
Okay, hang on. You there, Valerie?
I am.
So the programs generally do have a personal guarantee. Some of them only require a personal guarantee from one of the owners. But keep in mind, these don't go on your personal credit. It's just going to go on your business credit. It's not going to be like your other credit lines that you use that hinder your FICO score. It just goes on your business credit. So ultimately, yeah, if you're unable to make payments or something, you know, God forbid, happens to your business, it'll go to like a personal guarantee, but yeah, it just does go on your business credit.
Yes, I think
which a lot of my customers find favorable because it doesn't, like I said, it's not going to affect your personal credit score. So.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you say your origination fee is?
It really depends. For the equipment, it's a little bit different. Let me see if I can give you like some examples though. If I'm able to get you on a program without an origination fee, I will. But let me find out about the equipment and see, give you some more details about that. Hang tight one moment, okay? Yeah. Hang on. Hey, you there?
Yes, I am.
Most of our customers do get some sort of fee, like a documentation fee, origination fee, but like I said, it really depends. We have programs that don't have fees as well. So it really just depends what you get approved for. I'm going to get you approved for the best program available to you. Sounds like you're going to be more of a top-tier client just based off the information that you gave me. You said you have FICO high 700s. You've been in business for a long time. You have several locations. You know, you do pretty well as far as revenue goes. And this will be secured financing that you're looking for as well. Now, did you want me to see, like you mentioned you're more interested in the equipment financing, but did you want me to see what we can do for you for the working capital, just so you kind of know what options you have?
Yeah, you can look at it so I know what options, but I'm more concerned to make sure.
For the equipment?
Yeah, just to see what's out there, you know.
Yeah. Does your vendor normally offer you equipment financing?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, okay. Do they usually try to refer you to like a third-party financer or not at all?
No, they don't.
No, okay. Do they typically require that you pay for the equipment like within 30 days or 60 days or something like that? Or
30 days, I think it is.
30 days, okay. So typically for the equipment, we'll pay them directly, and then you just make payments directly to us. So we have a lot of good vendor relationships. They like us a lot. So. Okay. I'm pretty sure I covered everything. Do you have any other questions while you have me on the phone?
No, I don't.
Okay. And I imagine you're going to be hiring a lot more employees as well, right, to help with the new location?
Hopefully.
If it goes as planned, right? How many employees do you guys have right now, total?
DJ Center probably has.
I mean, that's good to know because with trucking, at least from what I've noticed within my clientele, it really just varies
300.
Depending on the customer.
300, wow.
You know, because the customers.
And what's the name of your partner, by the way, Valerie?
When you're going to do business, how you're going to do business, you know, go to them, and if they need.
John Daniels.
John Daniels, okay. Okay. So is there something that you guys like kind of specialize in? Is there like a competitive advantage that you have over your competitors? Or could you just tell me like a little bit more about your business, about what you guys do exactly?
We own restaurants.
Okay. Just like a typical sit-down restaurant sort of deal, or?
Well, we have multiple companies and multiple brands.
I see.
D&J Center owns restaurants, and just really just trying to see what what's in the marketplace. So if you can send me whatever you need, I'll look at it and see what whether or not we can do it.
Yeah. Okay. So you and John own B&J Center, right? And then so under B&J Center, you guys have multiple restaurants with different names,
Yes.
or got it? Okay, got it. What are some of the restaurant names that you guys have?
Burger King, Annie Ann Pretzels,
Okay,
Pizza
so
Hut.
you guys do like franchises, right? Got it. Okay. So is it going to be a franchise that you guys are opening with a new one, or?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. And what kind of restaurant is the new one that you're opening?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Very cool. My long-term goals is to get into franchises. They seem so fun and profitable, of course, as well, if you could do it right.
Yeah, a lot of work though.
A lot of work, yeah. I know you got to have the right managers in place to take care of it for you. Otherwise, it's more work on you, right?
You better know
What was the first franchise that you opened? Just curious.
Burger King.
Yeah. And was it a pretty good success, like right off the bat, or was it kind of a struggle?
No, things went well.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle. I imagine you're constantly keeping up with everything and making sure everything is running smoothly, and there's always stuff going on, right?
Oh yeah, I'm very engaged.
Cool. Okay, Valerie. Well, I'm gonna send you the email with the application info just to make sure it's V as in Victor or V as in Valerie, Daniels Carter at vjfoods.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. Do you have any other questions while you have me on the phone?
No, I don't.
Okay, Valerie. I'm gonna send you the email. Like I said, you should get it in the next 5 minutes or so. I'll probably give you a follow-up call tomorrow. Do you expect to have the application back to me today, or what kind of timeline are you foreseeing?
It'll probably be tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll give you a follow-up call tomorrow, and feel free to reach me in the meantime if you have any questions. You'll have my direct phone number in the email as well, so that way you don't have to go through our like phone directory system. You can just call me directly in my office.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure, Valerie. Pleasure chatting with you. We'll talk soon.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.